Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hey, I'm Jen.
And I'm Lottie.
I'm Lau.
And I'm Fabio.
Sorry, that was so...
Why are you laughing?
That was really good.
I
had your back.
You're
that was
doing
brilliant.
Really well. Oh, Jen, you messed it up.
I didn't mess it up. It's just so weird that they're here, Lottie.
I know. Just continue. Come on.
Okay, so this is our podcast on parenting.
So obviously you can hear that the lads are here, and it's definitely a one-off special because we don't know how this is going to go and we don't know what they're going to say.
So let's find out.
Please note, Jen and Lottie do not claim to be experts.
Excuse me?
I have a beautiful boy. I am an expert.
Well, I haven't a clue what I'm doing. I'm pretty sure we're all just winging it. Should we get to it?
Let's do it. What have we done?
I don't know. But it wasn't a great start when we came in. And the first thing you said, Lau, was you did pick the worst night to do the podcast because...
Yeah, you picked plenty of the footballs on tonight. Screwed us again. You're always screwing me on football games.
But anyway, you're here now. And we had to get you in because... Well, first of all, how do you feel about being here?
Tense.
Yeah, tense.
Yeah. There's a feeling in the air that we're muzzled at the moment.
Yeah. We feel like we don't know what to say. No. We want you guys to be yourselves. Fabio.
I can't breathe.
Oh my God. Well, he can't breathe for a different reason because we're actually currently fighting.
Oh yeah.
Because he woke up this morning and he came
in. I had a sexy dream.
About somebody else.
It wasn't Lottie.
They are the best dreams.
Excuse me. Come on.
Just every now and then. You have, we need one of them. You know, you need one of them to...
To shake things up?
Yeah, keep it real.
Okay, you know? Okay, hang on a second now. Before we get into parenting, let's talk sexy dreams. Who is a sexy dream about?
I can't say.
You can! Lottie!
Come on, say. Don't specify the person. You can just say, like,
okay, we were watching Strictly. I'll just leave it there.
Okay, someone on Strictly. Okay.
They're bendy.
The bendy person on Strictly.
She's very flexible.
Fabio, okay. Relax,
I love
man.
The specifics.
Relax. Who was your last sexy dream about?
I can't remember. I kind of forget them
anybody?
Quite easily.
Anybody? Yeah, you get them quite easily.
Someone in Easton's, I don't know. Anyone, it could be anyone.
Brilliant.
Okay, fair enough. Okay, so you're here. We're talking about parenting. We're talking about getting your side of the story, I suppose.
Yeah, well, I think myself and Jen basically felt like we had talked quite a bit about the two of you, not just season two, season one as well. And we felt it was only fair to let you guys have your say. A lot of people ask about the two of you and ask about how you feel about some of the stuff that myself and Jen talk about. So we are not going to censor you. We are going to let you guys say...
You just fucking censored him.
She did.
Yeah, but it's for his own good.
Okay.
It's for his own good.
So let me ask you, Fabio, because I know you actually listen to the entire podcast season.
Oh, that's a dig.
Fabio.
Season two, at least.
Okay, you've listened to season two. I know you've listened to every season.
I have, yeah.
Did you think it was true to events that happened in your life, or did you feel like, oh no, hang on, no, she's got that completely wrong, or I feel like I need to jump
in there?
Oh
no. You guys have stayed true to what has actually happened.
Okay. Yeah,
no,
big
have,
time.
To be fair.
That's a compliment.
That is a compliment.
Bar that dish that Lottie said she cooked, the rice dish.
Yeah.
Remember said, my mom... helped her cook it. It was rank. No, but I love you so much, honestly. It was just like it didn't taste nice.
Oh, okay.
In the end.
That's great.
But she's trying.
So we do that. Can I just say?
Yeah.
I get a lot of flack for not being able to cook. This is why. What's the point when you make an effort somebody then tells you it's rank.
No, no. But listen, the effort was made and fair play to you.
Thanks.
But like, it just didn't taste nice. Yeah, but well, we're getting there. We are getting there. She's learning and it's amazing. It really is. Okay.
Lau, how did you feel listening to season two? Did you feel like Jen was a true representation of how you guys parent?
Oh, yeah. No, totally. Totally. I mean, I got a lot of slagging over the dog pool. I mean, that did happen.
Yeah.
When Snoop interrupted our sexy time and he put his paw on
now
your bare
ass. There's a third person. Now, first it was just the kids that got in your way. Now it's the leading dog that's getting in your way. So you have to get him out the door and he's scratching at the door.
Yeah.
Well, scratching at yours, apparently.
We
always start each episode off with triumphs and failures.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So usually myself and Jen would give a triumph of the week and a failure of the week, but we're going to do a lads edition. The lads edition, because it's a one-off, we're going to let you have a triumph and a failure from just parenting in general. So, Fabio, do you want to go first? What would your triumph be?
Does it have to be about Wolf?
Well, it's a
my dog.
Parenting podcast.
Yeah. What about Boo? It's parenting.
I want to hear this. Go.
Well, basically, on Saturday, I take the dog for a walk. There's usually the market on. It's fantastic. And I have Boo off lead. And, you know, as I was waiting for a bit of food at the market, I was telling her to turn, spin, sit, stay, everything like that. Works a treat. I have her well trained. So we're walking home with the dog and a couple came up to me and said, "Where did you get your dog trained?" And I was like, "What are you talking about? I trained her myself."
Oh my God.
It was just.
That's epic.
Best compliment I've ever gotten.
Nice.
Okay. Yeah. So you training your dog is your biggest
parenting triumph.
Parenting triumph. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, Boo is like a little baby to you guys.
That's it. Yeah.
She was our first little baby.
She was our first little baby.
I think in preparation for the pod, he could have come up with something a little bit better.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, yeah. Still, it's a good story.
Lau, what about you?
My triumph, my parenting triumph.
Yeah, you have an easy one. You just, you know, yeah, your whole parenting time.
My
what
whole
is it?
Parenting time. I suppose I've always wanted my kids to do martial arts, and my triumph was I didn't make them do martial arts, that I asked to do it. And there was a lead up to that because I kind of, it was one of those things where I kind of didn't allow them to do it and then they wanted to do it. It was like a double whammy effect. Mm. Yeah, so I took Florence football and trampoline and they did everything. And then they turned around and asked if they could do karate like Daddy.
Now, I don't know if you know.
I was like, yes, yes!
Les dying to say, because I'm a world champion. Is that where this is going?
No, I wasn't going to say that. You can say it if you want. But you can look it up.
Say it, Les. Say it.
Say it. Come on, say it.
It's cool.
What's your title?
No, well, yeah, I was a third Dan and a world champion. Wow. Yeah.
So that's why you wanted them back in the day to do karate.
No, I always wanted to do it because I love my kids to be able to look after themselves in any type of
I
world
wish,
growing up.
Oh. I wish I could do it. Yeah.
You know?
Wolf will definitely be doing it.
But yeah. Lau has this mindset and he brings the looking after yourself to a whole other level. Recently, we had an issue at school, didn't we, with Enzo. He was having a bit of trouble with a kid in the playground. This kid kept pushing him into the bush, right? And fair play to school. They handled it really well. They went to Lau and Lau went to pick him up at school and they were like, just so you know, we've had a word with the child and we're going to take care of this. And Lau said to the teacher, "That's grand, but if you don't and keeps happening, I'm going to tell Enzo to retaliate."
With his karate.
To look after himself. Yeah.
I'm going to tell Enzo to take care of it himself, basically, right?
He's not a punch bag.
We get a phone call from the principal, a phone call from school going, no, look, we've actually dealt with it. You don't need to tell your five-year-old to push this other kid. Because obviously violence is not tolerated, not allowed. But
self-defense should be. I agree with that. I think, like, no kid should be a punch bag and all kids should be able to stand up for themselves.
Truthfully, I was bullied very badly and I don't think it would have gone on for as long as it did if I had had the confidence to know I could look after myself.
Yeah.
And not saying I would have done something, but I think fear of a group of girls beating you up down at the dart station is terrifying. But if I had even known, I dare you, try to come at me because I know I can look after myself, I think it would have given
me... Totally.
I don't know. Yeah. I don't think
the
I would
confidence.
Have, I don't think I would have been in that situation for as long as I was.
And funny enough, I think bullies prey on that, and they know. And if you can stand up to yourself in any way, shape, or form, even if you can give them a whack, they're like, oh, I don't want to pick on that person. She might give me a whack, and then I might get shown up, and then she might beat me, and then, well, I'm not going to pick on her or him. You know. So I think if you can stand up yourself, even if you don't win, even if you the fight doesn't end, even if you're trying and you're putting up a good fight, you'll earn that respect, and they won't touch you. It's such a weird thing. But if you just keep turning the cheek, you just, yeah, they just keep going.
So that's your triumph.
And also, that's my triumph. Yep. Even if they ever lose, they're just going to turn around to the kids and say, well, my dad is a champion, so you're screwed.
Yeah, and my mom is from Baldoyle, and she'll kick the shit out of you. So, yeah, exactly.
Failures. Exactly. Okay, failures. So now we need to know a failure. Fabio, have you got a parenting failure that's not about the dog?
You know what? I don't have a failure. I'm not saying, oh, I'm perfect. It's just, I think life is so hard at the moment that, like, I don't accept any failures at the moment. We're working, we're being parents, like we're trying our hardest, and I just genuinely, I don't see failure in that. Like I can't do any more. Do you know what I mean?
That's
by that?
Fair. Mm. I think that's fair.
You know, I know it sounds.
I think it feels like that a lot in the beginning, though, because I don't see as much of it with Jen. Like, I think as they get older, it gets easier, because I think we probably feel at the moment a lot like with work and with having a toddler, it's very difficult. Your relationship has completely changed. It's pressure.
It is.
Because your whole world is making sure you don't mess things up for this little human who is completely reliant on you, and you just want to give so much to them and make sure it's the best of the best. And it means for a period of time, you guys take a back seat. But Jen and I actually spoke about this earlier today, and you made a really valid point.
Yeah, because we were together how long before we had kids? 5, 6 years?
Yeah, about 7 or 8, I think.
Oh, God. Okay, 7 or 8 years, okay? But you guys were together double that.
Yeah.
And I think you guys probably... So how many years? We're talking 15, 16 years together?
17.
Okay, 17, so you're 17 years together.
And then I got pregnant.
And then this little person comes along and everything changes.
Yeah. But I think there are so many things that just have to change. And I think that Jen is right. I think not that you're in a funk, but like we were very used to it just being the two of us.
Yeah.
You got to make time.
You got to make time. It's difficult.
We got to make time for each other, but also time for ourselves as well. So you're not just constantly
on
the go, you know? And I think that's so important, and just communicating with each other. Mm. I mean, like, you know, if I'm in a bad mood or Lottie's in a bad mood, like the only person I'm going to take it out on is Lottie, or she's going to take it out on me. And that's something you really have to come to terms with and understand, because it's just hard.
It's just because your bubble, your world is small, I think, maybe in those first 2-3 years.
I'm never in bad form.
That is just not true.
Are we allowed to tell the truth? Or
yeah.
Is this the safe tree? We all push each other to the limit,
for sure.
And we know each other's buttons, and we will push and press those buttons, especially when we're angry and we're tired. And like Fabio said, really, like we're our safest at each other. We're not going to take it out on the kids, so we take it out on
if
work's at us or someone's annoyed us, you know, which shouldn't be the way, but unfortunately.
Well, we got to schedule romantic time, sexy time.
Oh, yeah.
All of that.
People disagree with scheduling sexy time, but unfortunately, I think it's a must.
Yeah.
You have to.
Spontaneity doesn't exist in kidland and dogland.
Otherwise, it has to be really quick, and that's tricky.
No, it can when they're older and you can get Netflix on. That is when you're a winner.
Oh.
And you go like, oh, it's movie night. Let's get the popcorn.
Wow.
Okay, you guys stay in the kitchen because it's where the popcorn and the treats are. Put Netflix on. And yeah, and it would turn out really loud. Let's put the surround sound on.
How did you guys meet, Lou?
I was auditioning for drama school at the time, and I was getting myself into as many sort of plays and stuff as I can. And my friend was in a play with Jen at the time, and I auditioned for the play for a priest. I think he was like a 50-year-old priest, and I got the part.
I was like,
who's that hot girl?
He's 24. He looks at, you know, he's Italian. He's perfect. He's perfect for a 50-year-old English priest in the play. He's perfect.
In the Valiant.
He's perfect. He's perfect. So, gave him the role.
And that was it.
And that was it.
Yeah, my mum kept telling me not to get the director. She's like, I can't get the director. You know, you have to keep it professional. And I think Jen's mum was saying, you can't get one of your actors was saying the same. And yeah, it was just easy. We just got on so well. You know?
It was easy because she is easy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was that a blow?
I think so.
1-1 so far. I'll keep score.
Thank you. Thank you.
How did you guys meet, Fabio?
A night out in the town.
Was it in Coppers?
Not far off, actually. Zanzibar. I don't know what it's called now.
Zanzibar sounds like exotic. I think we should keep to that. It was exotic.
Yeah. Yeah. And when I looked at her at the bar, she was exotic. No, I saw her at the bar and I don't know what came over me. I just said, I walked up to her and I said, do you want to dance?
That's
like,
great.
I've never, ever said that to anyone.
You don't strike me as a dancer.
No.
Who dances in a nightclub?
Yeah, that's what I mean.
That's what I'm saying.
So we walked to the dance floor.
I don't know why.
Did you actually dance?
I think as we got closer, we were going, what's going to happen?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I think we actually did. We were walking towards the dance floor and I'm going, oh shit, like, am I actually going to have to dance here? I think she was probably saying the same thing in her head. So we got on the dance floor and we just started kissing.
And that was it.
Yeah. We want to go back and talk about becoming a dad because it's something that Jen and I spoke quite a bit about in season one. Because we were at the beginning of our story talking about, we both have very different pregnancies and births. What was it like, Fab, becoming a dad? Talk about watching Wolf being born that day and what was that like for you to become a dad?
Well, that day was crazy for both of us, I think. It was so unexpected. I think that was a blessing as well because we didn't have time to think. Mm-hmm. We didn't have time to worry. We didn't have time, you know, it just happened. Mm. So, and I think for you especially, you know, you're quite a worrier at times. And if you hadn't actually given birth on the due date, the days coming up to it would have been mad.
Torture.
Well, it was a worry because how premature was he?
He was 2 months, yeah, but we didn't have the time to think about it. Like, I didn't think, oh, he's 2 months. Is he fully formed? Is this, you know, I didn't think of anything like that. It was just, we're having the baby today, you know, and it was just mad. But like, none of our family knew. I remember afterwards, I rang Bonnie, actually. The first person I called. And I said, hey, Auntie Bonnie. And she's like, what? I was like, you're an auntie now. And she just started bawling, crying. I did too. You know, it was just happened. It was just surreal.
Do you remember seeing him for the first time?
Oh, stop. It was just, I just put my little finger on his hand and like my little finger, which covered his whole hand. He was tiny. He was like 4.3 pounds.
4.3 pounds, yeah.
I mean, like,
he was a really good size for how early he was. They were like, the minute he came out, they were like, let's be right off the bat and say he's a really good size. So, you know, that's a really good thing.
Yeah.
But isn't it funny how that's your norm? Do you know what I mean? You don't know any difference.
I don't know any difference.
No. So you've had had your premier baby, but he's perfect, obviously.
Yeah.
But that very stressful, dangerous situation. Well,
I just went in for some painkillers. I thought I was having back pain. I just went in for painkillers thinking I don't know what I'm allowed to take and the pain was becoming too much. And they're like, well, darling, you're 3 centimetres and your waters are gone. So baby needs to come out immediately. And within 2 hours, I was holding the baby that I wasn't due for 8 weeks for. So,
and you know, that Friday, so Wolf came on Sunday. That Friday, I happened to just put the hospital bags in my car. I don't know why. I just have them in the car.
It's weird.
Amazing.
I don't know.
Crazy.
Yeah. It was very, very strange. But I think once we saw him, it's like he was always there. I don't know if you guys got that when you met your kids, but it was like, how were they ever not here?
Yeah, no.
It's such a strange feeling. Was it like that for you?
Yeah, I just remember that sort of surreal moment on holding Florence for the first time.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction and free shipping. And that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
I actually remember the nurse was changing her and she was bawling her eyes out crying. And then as soon as the nurse handed her to me, she went silent. I was like, I was like, oh my God. You always see those movies like Friends or whatever, and they go down and they look through that glass window.
Yeah.
And they look at all the babies lying down. Mm. I had that kind of moment and I kind of went in and I was like, oh, there's mine. Like, because all the other babies were like translucent and mine was the Italian sort of tan baby in the middle. And when I first saw her up in the ward, I didn't really notice it because it was a baby and I'd never really seen one before. When I saw her with all the other babies.
All the Irish babies.
Yeah, I was like, there's
100%
mine.
100% Irish, yeah.
Yeah, there's mine.
Before I was coming out tonight, I told the kids that you guys were our special guests.
Now, when she says kids, she means Florence and Enzo because Wolf couldn't partake in this.
So I said, what should we ask the daddies?
Uh-oh.
On the pod.
And they have decided to be the interviewers.
So we have a couple of questions from Florence and Enzo. You ready?
Okay, go ahead.
So Enzo wants to know, what's your favourite fart?
My favourite fart. Actually, funny enough, I was telling Florence this story this morning.
Oh, no.
You have one?
Yeah. I remember when I was on this rugby tour once and we were on the coach and I did this fart and it literally cleared out the whole coach. It literally travelled.
You told Florence this?
And I was telling Florence this and she was like, what happened? I was like, well, we do this thing in rugby that everyone would just start punching you if they knew it was you that did the fart, and to stop them punching you, you'd have to whistle. But obviously it's so hard to whistle when you're laughing so hard because all your mates are punching you for farting and everyone's like giving out to you on the and you're trying to whistle. Yeah, and I was telling Florence that story this morning.
Fabio, do you have a favourite fart?
Favourite fart, Fabio?
The ones you get away with.
Yes.
Okay, here we go. Florence wants to know, why is your snoring so loud?
Oh, that's a good question, Florence. I don't know, because I'm asleep. I don't think I'm snoring. That's the thing. You whack me and I'm like, what?
Why? Wow.
Do you get that? Like, you're like, I'm not even asleep. What are you doing? And you're like, oh, no, you're snoring.
So here's the thing.
I'm bad.
Fabio's really bad. Like, I made him get an operation. It didn't work.
Yeah. What did he operate on?
Septum.
Did they undeviate it?
He had tampons up his nose for about 2 weeks afterwards. It was serious operation. I was like, if I'm going to spend the rest of my life in the bed with this guy, we need to deal with this.
I did it for love.
And it didn't work?
It didn't work.
Why?
We don't know.
Don't know.
What? So did you go back to the surgeon and go, listen, pal, it's actually worse, mate. What is going on? Like, what? I want my money back.
Yeah.
Well, we never went back because we just thought, what's the point? He's not going to undergo surgery again.
Do you reckon he's like laughing at some guy come in and he had this operation, right? Because he thought he was going to stop him snoring.
Yeah, yeah. They got a whole lot of money off me for no reason.
But we would do the same thing. I kick him and I say, you're snoring. And he'll go, I'm not even asleep. And I'll go, well, clearly you are.
Yeah, you did that as well. Anyway, okay, so you don't know why you snore. What was your favourite thing to do with your family as a kid?
Aww.
From Florence?
Oh, that's a good question.
That's a really good question from her.
Yeah. Think about before they got divorced.
Oh, yeah, before. It's very hard to remember those times.
I'm on the same boat as you, by the way. I can't think of anything.
I don't have to think of one because my mum's going to be listening to this now. Now, there was some good times. Like, I remember, actually, when we used to travel to Italy, that was mine and my sister's sort of favourite time. We'd pack up the car. We'd be in the back. My dad had one cassette the whole way from like Bristol all the way to Milan, drove all the way through, you know, and that was before the tunnel. So we'd have to get the ferry over and then drive all the way down through France, through, you know, and up over through the Alps and down into Milan. And we listened to Shaka Demus and Pliers the whole way. It's great. Great album, by the way.
You know, what a good memory.
Nice.
Tease me, baby.
All right, now.
Sorry.
That's why he is terrible.
Well, you know that I agree with his taste in music.
I know you love it.
Thank you, Lottie.
Favourite memory?
Favourite memory? As a child. It's trips to Italy as well.
Really?
I think, yeah. Being able to be with the grandparents and...
It's because you could be bold in Italy, I think.
We were shipped to Italy for 3 months. Soon as school ended, boom, myself and brother were in Italy for 3 months because my parents were working here. So my grandparents looked after us. So, yeah, we could do what we want. We had scramblers and, you know, it was just amazing.
It's because you're in the back arse of nowhere and you were able to get away with, you know, just being, you know, startups, I suppose.
Yeah.
Where is your family from?
We're from Frosinone.
Frosinone.
A small town called Casalattigo. Oh, it's cool. Where most people that own fish and chip shops in Ireland are actually from too. Yeah. So
they all know each other.
Go to Dublin, set up a fish and chip shop.
So if your local chipper's closed in August, it's because they're in Italy.
Yeah, it's because you're in Italy. Yeah.
Okay, here's another question. What is the worst trouble you got into as a kid? The worst trouble you got into? That's the last question.
The worst trouble I got into as a kid. I did actually get into quite a bit of trouble when I was little, actually.
Did you?
I always find myself in the wrong place. That's what I told my mum anyway. I was always kind of like, I was always the kind of bit of a joker. And always,
because Jem was in loads of trouble as a kid as well.
Yeah, but you were in hospital a lot.
Yeah, I had to change hospitals because they knew me by my first name. Yeah.
And so my mum was like, oh my God, to be a stunt man.
Yeah, I just used to fall off stuff and jump off stuff and just do any dare for the laugh. Remember when my sister told me, can I backflip off the top of that wardrobe? And I was like, yeah, of course I can. And she's like, go on then. And I was a martial artist, not a gymnast. So I climbed up and I just basically jumped and leant backwards and landed on my head. And then my sister was like, go to bed. And I was lying there. And then I woke up at like 4 a.m. and I couldn't move. And my mum... screaming the house, and my mum came running in. I was like, "What?" And I wouldn't rat my sister out, so I wouldn't tell her what happened. And she just thought I'd paralysed myself in the middle of the night. But luckily, I was all right. Thank God. But yeah,
Fabio.
I was a dirty child, as in,
oh
yeah, no, like if my mum would take me, you know, I'd go outside and play, and about half an hour later, I'd come inside, and she'd have to change me again. I used to love exhaust pipes. Just putting my finger inside the exhaust pipe. Like, no, I know this sounds mad, but it's true. I just used to love it. And the dirt, and I'd put all over my face and everything. Yeah, that was.
You'd just be sticking your finger in.
Poking exhaust pipes,
okay.
Jen.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. That's unique.
Yeah. I did get suspended for a week in school as well in fourth year. We had a substitute teacher in, and I just said, listen, the foreign lads that are in here, right, they never do homework because they've no English. So I said, the next substitute teacher that comes in, I'm going full Italian. I've no English, nothing like that. And anyway, I did that for 3 months. I was Italian for 3 months, didn't do any homework. And then I realised she wasn't a substitute anymore. She was made permanent. So I just came in one day and went, how are you, miss? And yeah, I was reported to the principal.
That's amazing.
That's
clever.
Honest to God, it worked like a treat.
See, I'm terrified my child will do this.
He will do this.
Oh, yeah.
Like, are you not scared Enzo's going to backflip off a wardrobe?
More Florence.
No, more Florence, yeah.
Oh,
Enzo,
really?
Enzo wouldn't really be following in my footsteps, I don't think. Definitely Florence would be the lunatic.
She will take risks. She doesn't learn her lesson. Sure, I've told you all the time she's fallen off skateboards and hockeyed herself. She does that quite a bit. But Enzo's a bit more like his mummy.
Yeah, Enzo's like, no, daddy.
No, not going to do that. Not going to do that.
Yeah. What's been the biggest surprise for you since you've become a parent?
Biggest surprise? That's
the biggest surprise.
Biggest surprise is probably the amount of love they give you. You know, unconditional love. And also, they look up to you for everything, you know, especially in the beginning and especially in the first sort of 10 years, hopefully maybe a bit more, but because then they get influenced by teachers or friends or other people. But the first sort of 10 years is definitely mum and daddy have all the answers and it's you having to pick and be honest with them as much as you can be honest, obviously.
That's, now that you said it, that's a lot of pressure.
It is
a lot.
It's
huge.
It's a lot.
Fabio,
they're so dependent on you.
Biggest
surprise.
Exactly.
There's no one else. You know?
The biggest surprise was like when Wolf was first born, the level of attention and like we were feeding him every 3 hours nonstop for how long was it?
Like it's a blur.
Like it was 40 mil bottle every 3 hours for like a month. Whoa. And we were just doing, it was shift work. It was literally, I was doing 12, she was doing 3, 6, 9, 12, 3, 6, for
just
like a month.
Up, so, wasn't
yeah.
it?
And
like,
yeah. I mean, but to see him grow, yeah. you know, into the proper weight, yeah. that we did that was phenomenal.
Yeah.
And like just hearing him laugh, when I hear a giggle out of Wolf, it's the greatest sound you'll ever hear.
Yeah, no, for
there's
sure.
no price in that, you know?
And suppose, it doesn't matter what mood you're in.
Like, you're on as well. Like, you could have the worst day. Soon as Wolf comes in that door, he's like, da-da. And you're just like, you're on. You're straight away, like, smiling, just going, yeah. And you're just speaking, baby.
Parentese, I think they call
and
it.
And it's just amazing. Like.
But it's a love language you never knew existed because it's, I think people can talk about it, but it is true that until you feel it, I don't think you realise how much love they can bring into your life. I know it's so cheesy, but it's true.
Listen, I sound so cheesy as well, but it genuinely is.
No, like, it is, yeah.
Like when they wake up in the morning and you hear him going, da-da, you're like...
It's amazing.
He called my name.
No.
He just called my name.
Okay, we have another question here for you guys we want to put to you. Me and Lottie want to know, what's your ideal date night?
And you can be honest. It doesn't have to be...
This isn't from Florence.
No dancers allowed, Fabio.
You don't have to say what you think we want to hear.
Oh, my idea would be dinner, 3 o'clock, in we'll a restaurant.
Dinner, 3 o'clock?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like going out to dinner, 3 o'clock.
Okay.
Couple of glasses of wine, home by 6, in bed by 7.
Nice.
And a lion.
7:02.
Asleep.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Lottie, what about you?
Probably see his involves making an effort and having to get like dressed up to go out somewhere. Like I would love to just have a night in pajamas, sitting on the couch, old school movies, like funny old school movies, Step Brothers or something proper old school, like a Star Wars marathon or something, and take away and
in bed by 7.
In bed by 7. A babysitter for the next morning.
Yes.
So if you could lie in.
Genius. That's a good trick. Why have we never thought of that?
Yeah.
Babysitter for the
I've done that
morning.
A few times if I've gone out with the lads, you know, and had a few
that's
drinks.
Epic.
I've made sure that there's a babysitter there
so
around midday.
So I couldn't say no to the night before.
So Lottie could rest that day as well and the babysitter's there. So we both get to rest.
That's a nugget
that's
of
a great
gold.
Idea.
That's a nugget of gold right there.
Jen, ideal date night.
I'm asking you.
Oh, you just said okay. I thought that was the end.
I'm looking at you.
Oh, you're okay. What's my date? Okay.
Well, our date. I have to be there too.
She has to be there. Okay.
She's a key component.
we're pretty much going on like one of my perfect ideal dates. We booked one for December.
Loud text me the other day when I was in work. I was on air and I got a text going, are you doing anything on the 1st of December? And I was like, no, where are we going? And he goes, oh, no, I have to do something with Ken. I was just wondering, are you around to mind the kids? I was like, I thought you were actually asking me on a date.
And I was like, no, I am. What are you? I had to make up
so
for
So I said, you better fucking take me out now. So he was
pretty much did. We really want to try that new Mexican in Rack Mines.
Yeah, he loves a bit of Mexican.
And then we're going to the Stella, which is one of my favourite cinemas to go to.
Fab.
I love a good old cinema. So we booked to go and see Napoleon in the Stella.
Nice.
So,
yeah, weirdly, a movie he worked on.
And I was in. I don't want to talk about it. But,
So Lau's ideal date night is to go watch himself in the movie.
Yeah.
Back in the nest.
Yeah. And my ideal date night is probably a day date. Yeah, I like the idea of a day date.
You've changed. Day date, it's all the rage now.
Yeah, because I have this thing, if you're going to spend money on a babysitter, let's not spend money on a babysitter who just sits on their arse when the kids are asleep. Get them to work for it. Now, I love an old spa, don't I?
Yeah.
I like a spa getaway. Massages, chilling out. You know, it's kind of romantic in a way, but it's very relaxing and you're not on any devices.
I love that.
Like your date, Lottie, sorry, can we go back to your date? You're not even fucking speaking to Fabio. You're doing a marathon of Star Wars in your gaff, in your Meldy pajamas that you wear on Instagram. And you're eating pizza.
Sorry, what did you say? Go back a step or two there. My Meldy pajamas.
Well, they're brown and they're creased and you don't wear
a bra. Who irons Shots their pajamas? Do you iron your pajamas?
No, I just put them in the dryer.
So do I.
Do you?
Yeah.
Anyway.
Jen, my date is just, I like to...
Not speak on a date.
I just don't want to see people.
Okay.
I just want to rest and relax and recharge the batteries and...
You do you, babes.
Thank you.
You do you.
Thank you.
Just really quickly, because I know you've been listening to all the episodes of season 2. Is there any episode that stood out that you...
Oh, good question.
Thought that's really... I'm glad they did that, or that's really good, or...
I wish you gave me time to research that. I can't remember which one it was.
Well, what do you think? Do you have an answer?
Well, I think the very first episode where you opened up about the pregnancy, because it just kind of... I relived that as well, you know, when it was just...
Oh, you're talking about season one, episode one.
Where you're talking about the difficult pregnancy, and you know it was an eye opener again. I kind of relived it, you know, and
yeah,
how hard it was. It was during COVID. I wasn't allowed into the emergency room, the waiting room. I was just sitting in the car. It was just.
You were one of those dads.
I wasn't allowed in.
You were
because of COVID.
Yeah,
because of COVID. It was literally
so many of you. All those dads who had to sit in their car.
So we
while
got
their child is being born.
So he actually was there. You that get was in fine for a few minutes, that, right? But we were because we were in the emergency room
every Friday.
Every Friday. and it became such a normal part of our routine.
I used to make a packed lunch on the Thursday just in case, because I knew
something's going to happen.
Yeah.
And he would be so ready. He'd have something downloaded, a couple of movies ready to watch. He'd bring the dog because he'd be like, we can't leave the dog at home because I'd be waiting
God knows how long you're
5 or 6 hours
you know?
To see a doctor. And he'd have the whole setup done. Jesus, it was awful, wasn't it? Yeah, it was really awful.
Yeah.
Mine was the episode where you spoke about your toxic relationship. That was hard to relive those moments. I'd say.
Yeah, that must have been hard to listen to, because I found it hard to hear her tell that story. But afterwards, the response from women who found it helpful.
Yeah, it's very good.
Is the amount of people you helped by talking about that, Jen?
And it was weird because random people coming up to me, or people in the office, then, you know, it's funny that there's more people than you know or think of that have been in that situation. But it was the right time to do it. But it was funny because none of my family knew I was going to talk about it. And that was a difficult conversation after, but I did speak to you about it.
Yeah.
And he was completely okay with it, because he said, yeah, I think it's the right thing to do. And as long as he was okay with it, I felt comfortable enough. Mm. I felt comfortable enough because you were okay and you gave me the go ahead. I felt comfortable enough to do it with you and say what I had to say.
Yeah.
And I'm glad I did it.
I think that kind of brings us full circle of what doing this podcast is all about. We wanted to create a safe space where people could talk about things where they might have previously felt judged for it. Whether it be you and your toxic relationship, or me saying, I didn't like being pregnant. I didn't like any of the things that we felt people would say, you can't say that stuff. We wanted to create a community where people could go talk about things and not feel judged, and have an honest space for people to communicate with each other. And I hope that's what we've done.
However, I'm totally judging you, Fabio, after this episode and your sexy dream about someone on Strictly who's very bendy. And I'm always judging you.
Always judging you.
So there we go.
Makes no difference there.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah, thanks for coming in. We know that this
is for allowing us in.
Not your comfort zone, but we really appreciate it.
I'm sorry you've missed the match. Our plan has worked.
I think it was a crap match anyway.
You've been listening to Jen and Lottie Do Parenting. Please get in touch on our link tree in our bios on our Instagram. We'd love to hear from you.
And we will be back next week with a brand new episode, fresh into your ears.
Fresh into your ears.
Thanks for listening to Jen and Lottie Do Parenting.
We really hope you enjoyed it. And if you did, don't forget to like, subscribe, rate and review. It really helps the show if you do.
We'll have new shows in your podcast feed every Wednesday.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.